something, no, I don't like to do that, but...
On your end.
Don't cry, Stephen. I'm not sorry. Ever since Mother died, and then Dad died, I have grieved. Okay, that's normal. But I have chosen food to comfort me because it's right there. And I realize that that is a sin. I've let my blood sugar get crazy. I just want y'all to know that I've recommitted myself now that no matter what we go through, that we need to honor God with our bodies, honor God with our vices that we have. But I feel like my focus was off the Lord and it was on my grieving. And I apologize to y'all if I brought any depression or any negativity into the church body. I apologize for that. But I feel good now. I'm glad it's all over. We're going to be getting the house on the market. I pray that y'all would help that house to sell so we could just get all this behind us now. And I think that's what Mother and Daddy would want us to do, is try to be happy and get through life the best way we know how. Mm-hmm. I just want to thank you and ask your prayers for Kimmy and I both to not make food the vice to try to get through emotional problems.
Okay.
Other people like to drink. Other people like to smoke. Other people like to gossip. And I like to eat. It's obvious. But I apologize because that's not the Christian way that I want to be. So I ask that you forgive me for that and that we can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to be talking about today is some stumbling blocks in our way. And I think every time God gives me something, it's because something that he's putting me through.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you not share it with other people,
mm-hmm.
especially the people that you love? Some of the stumbling blocks we have in our life is sin.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is temptations we go through.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time it's problems. I know a lot of us are having a lot of money problems, having problems about where we're living, where we're going to get our next meal from,
mm-hmm.
for relationships, work problems,
mm-hmm.
and unfortunate things that happen in our lives,
mm-hmm.
such as death and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we go through, God needs to have honor for.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we just say, why does this keep going on? Why are we still struggling with this? Why does this just keep happening? I may be the only one, but I do that a lot. And I think God goes, why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are special to me, but there are so many things I want to show you and help you to learn. That I want you to get more and more like my son. So why not? Why not you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made us in his image.
Mm-hmm.
He loves us. And there was a few affirmations I wanted to say that God showed me. He was showing me, he goes, you are special. You always have been and you always will be. And let me encourage some of you that you are someone's motivation and inspiration. God gives us every opportunity, every day, to do his work. And I know I tell you I do things and it happens good, but just for instance, okay? I'm not bragging. I don't want my reward right now. Went to get gas the other day. And it's cold outside. I'm shivering. I didn't have a coat on, of course, so I was pumping gas. And then this lady pulled up, a black lady pulled up, and I looked at her and I thought, oh, God really loves her. I felt that on my heart. God said, put gas in her tank. And I'm going, I don't think so. I just don't think so right now, okay? Because I want to get back in my truck. It's cold. I just don't want to do it. And God said, I said put gas in her truck, or her car. Thankfully, she had a small car. Well, as I was going, really, God, is this you? It was like he wanted to go, what do I do, slap you around or what? As soon as I said that, she backed up, put her window down. She goes, can you spare some money for gas? I went, oh, okay, God, I did hear you. I said, I want to tell you, God told me to put gas in your car. Oh, she started crying. Oh, no, girl, no, no. I'm homeless. I'm living in my car. Things have gone bad for me, blah, blah, yada, yada, yada. I put gas in her car. She was just so grateful. So then I prayed with her out there at the gas station. And her name is Ima. Ina, and she wants us to pray for her.
Amen.
The thing is, because I was obedient, God blessed us. It was like $20. Well, that next Monday, this was like on Friday, that next Monday, David brought home a check for $130.
Oh, man.
You cannot outgive God, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm telling you. When you're obedient, God blesses you.
Amen.
And not only that, He makes you feel good when you do stuff that's good.
Yeah.
You know what? And I'm not saying that because, ooh, I listen to God and I'm such a good girl. It was because I wanted to show you that God gave us that money back.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so nice when we hear God and do something. Just like Kathy and Ruth, I don't want to embarrass y'all, but I needed a glucometer because mine got stepped on or something and it didn't work anymore. And they went out and got me a new glucometer, lancets, and strips.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it costs quite a bit of money because I know how much those strips are. God bless me again.
Man.
God's going to bless them for giving it to me.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're here for.
I wish you would have said something.
Well, you gave me one that one time.
I had one at home, and I got about 13 boxes of lenses, of those strips.
Oh, well, God chose Ruth and Kathy this time, but I may be calling to be faithful. Thank you so much. But I so appreciate that from the bottom of my heart.
Amen.
God blesses us when we're obedient.
Mm-hmm.
It's so encouraging. I can't tell you enough. Okay, things happen in our past. I know there's people here that's been molested, there's been deaths, there's been things. God is like a big garbage bag that we're toting around with us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What my parents did, what my parents didn't do, what my siblings did, who molested me, who raped me, who did this, who said this. God doesn't want us to carry that burden around anymore.
Mm.
He does not. He wants you to give it up to Him. Let Him have it and refresh ourselves with Him.
Mm-hmm.
Revival within your heart. I know there's people here that are struggling with health-wise. I know that. I feel so bad for you. I just do a little bit, and I struggle and whine.
Yeah.
I know there's so many issues y'all have, but you know what? God knows where you are right now.
Amen.
But He doesn't want you to sit and question, and don't take this personally because this is what I do. He doesn't want you to sit there and whine about it.
Yeah.
He wants you to go, God, I depend on You. I trust You. Get me through this situation.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
God's showing us things every day.
Yeah.
If you start your day off and say, God, please use me today, He will use you. You may be praying for somebody. You may be giving somebody some money. You may be buying cat litter. You may clean somebody's house.
Mm-hmm.
Please, if anyone feels free to come walk, they can clean my house if God so tells you that. I will be right there telling you how grateful I am. But I'm just saying, there are things that all of us can do. God wants to use us.
Uh-huh.
He wants people to see His light through us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read right now Mark 11, 24, 5. It says, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Kimmy, what does that say? Edward would get a job. Edward will get a car. Ask it and it will be yours. We have to believe.
Mm-hmm.
In Luke. Mark. Okay. Luke 6, 37, 38. This is one of our stumbling blocks. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. It says, don't judge. Don't judge people. God wants you to do something to someone that doesn't look like you.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. You do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't condemn. Watch our tongues. Be nice to one another.
Amen.
We're all getting a new start with our new president.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's going to be the best one. I have no idea. We just got to pray for him.
Amen.
You may not like him, but you still have to pray for him.
Today's not going to be the worst, but we didn't have him.
But, you know, we're going to have to pray and be behind the people that God puts in our lives.
Amen.
God may put people in your lives and take them away.
Amen.
We have to be sensitive to that. If there's people that are in your lives that are tempting you and making you do other things that you don't want to do, but you feel like you need to fit in, you need to get rid of that in your life.
Amen.
Okay, it may be hard, but there's people that God will put in your life for a reason, and you can have them there. There was two people yesterday that came. I've known these women since first grade. How blessed am I? First grade.
Amen.
Wow, and I'm 63. So that is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
God puts people in our lives. God takes people out of your lives. Women, if you're married and you're disgruntled with your husband, that doesn't mean that God's going to take that man away from you. He wants you to work on your marriage. He wants you to try to understand the other person. He wants you to be compassionate with that person. God looks at your situation, and God looks at you on how you react to each situation. Okay? He wants to see how you're doing, like Kelly.
Oh, big thing. I'm talking.
He might be looking at you right now, the situation that you're in, how you're going to react. Dee Dee, he's looking at your situation. He knows you need a home. But more than that, he's looking at how, are you going to trust him? Are you going to give everything to him? Are you going to say, God, wherever it is, I'm yours? He's looking at you for the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth, you get confused sometimes. You get lonely. You want to do more for people. You do so much stuff now. You put a gown on for a dress. You know, we laugh about it. But God's looking at your situation and looking at how you're handling your business. He's looking at you to see how you're getting through this, because he has so much more to do for you in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You are a fine example of, he puts people not under us, but he puts people in our lives that will mentor us and shape us for what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
So God's looking at your situation. Are you going to be disgruntled with being lonely at times? Are you going to be disgruntled because you can't drive anymore? But he's looking at you. He's going, Ruth, I got you right where I want you. I love you. And even if you put a gown on, it's okay.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious. Like I said, I think we're going to have pajama day one time.
Well, I got me some house dresses.
Moo-moos?
Yeah, and they end up to be maternity. Maternity.
Well, might look like maternity because I'm a big girl, but I can't wear them out yet. I told David one time, I went, you know what, I'm letting my hair go gray. I'm going to wear the moo-moos, not wearing bra, wearing flip-flops. You can have to get used to it. He went, no, I don't think so. But I mean, that's what a lot of people do, and that's okay. You're comfortable with that. You know,
you don't run outside naked.
I don't want to get in jail. What was you going to say, Miss Carol?
That God gives us a lot of lessons. And that we interpret it as being lessons or a learning point. He's teaching us something that we need to abide by to change our way of thinking, to change our, improve on ourselves.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. He wants the very best for you. Let's all say, God wants the best for me.
God wants the best for me.
So in your situation, how crummy it is right now, Dee Dee, he wants the best for you. Anita, he wants the best for you. Edith, Ruth, Dawn, with your illnesses, he wants the best for you. Because he loves you. I'm going to tell you about a little bit apart. Some of you already heard it from yesterday. But my dad was not sure that he was a Christian. Not really sure that he was saved. And when we lived in Houston, I managed an apartment and was always out by the pool all the time. And my parents had come down to visit, and a dog had wandered in by the pool and scared my son's grave. He was only, five, I think. And it scared him so bad. And when that dog came up by him, he got scared. And my daddy would, come here, baby, come here, I'll get you. Well, Greg ran to my dad, and he held him so tight, and Greg was crying, but he felt so safe. So Dad was cleaning out his car in the garage. Every Saturday, he cleaned out his car. And he was listening to a minister on the radio show, and it was talking about, do you know you're going home to have eternal life and all this sort of stuff? And Daddy said, you know, I was going out, God, if you're real, how am I supposed to feel? And he said, you remember how your grandson ran to you and held you and he felt so secure and you felt so good because you loved him so much? That's how much I love you. That's what I want. You're my child. I love you. So I think we all need to run to him and let him hold us in all of our situations. I know there's a lot of situations right now that we're in that we do not like and we're kicking and all that. But hey, kick or whatever, but know that God, you know, whatever it takes, I'm going to be there for you because I know you want the best for me. So in our stumbling blocks, we need to quit talking about it all the time. We need to quit griping about it. We need to quit whining about it. And we need to look forward to the blessings that God has for you every day.
Amen.
Those Christians look forward to that. And I'm praying for miracles for each of you today. Each of y'all are very, very special, and I love you so much. And God loves you even more than that.
Amen.
So,
Lord.
Yes, Brother Tim.
When going through hell, you are not alone. But don't stop.
Right. That's good.
Yeah.
You can't stop. What's the alternative? You know, I'd rather be struggling and going through and learning and having an intimate relationship with God than not. You know?
Amen.
We've got to keep that intimacy with the Lord. It takes hardly any time to pray every day. I know there's times at night I wake up during the middle of the night and I'm not going to be able to go back to sleep. Try praying for people. You get sleepy. But lots of times God wakes you up just so that's when he can get your attention. So don't pass up opportunities where God can minister to you. And that's my prayer for y'all today, that you will be blessed tremendously today. Let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for loving us. I thank you that you adore us. I thank you, Father, that each one of us knows you. Father, if anyone in here is struggling because they really don't know if they know you or not, please, Father, have them come to the altar so they can have that assurance. Father, I pray for each and every person here today. I pray a special ounce of your love, your joy, your peace, faith, and hope. Father, I pray that as my precious brothers and sisters in you, I pray as they go through struggling with issues, Lord, that you would just let them see the light at the end of the tunnel. Thank you, God, for your love and your mercy and your peace. And thank you for this church. In Jesus' holy, holy name, amen. If anyone needs to be prayed on, you can do